Good morning, everyone. One of our devotees brought this 1981 statement from Gurudeva to my attention. I thought I'd start with that. It's the nature of awareness to wander. How many of you can vouch for that? In fact, awareness wandering in meditation can even be beneficial, providing what it wanders to was chosen before you begin. 3 points of concentration well chosen can interrelate. For instance, meditating on Ardhanarishvara as God seen through and within all things, with the other 2 points of concentration being the images of Lord Ganesha and Lord Murugan, makes the realization of Satchit Ananda enjoyable. Do not criticize yourself when your awareness wanders. Simply be better prepared with 2 proper containers to catch it when it wanders, meaning have 3 points of concentration in mind. Then a little further down in the same writing, Gurudeva explains further, with 1 point of concentration, the mind will wander. With 2, it will go back and forth. But 3 holds it in a vice, and you go from one to the next in a fine meditation. Oh, that reminded me of our write-up on Samyama, Raja Yoga practice. Literally means constraint. Our Himalayan Academy lexicon defines it as continuous meditation on a single concept to gain revelation on a particular subject or area of consciousness. Cognizant ability defines it as focusing the mind on 3 facts or points about the subject of meditation. So that's Gurudeva's approach to Samyama, is this 3-point idea. Gurudeva explains Samyama in more detail in Cognizant Ability, the 79th aphorism. To bring forth a law of the mind or the solution of a problem, 3 facts or points must be had about the subject in question. Concentrate on each point individually, then meditate upon them collectively. The superconscious, through the subconscious, then will give the law or solution. To hold the law or solution consciously, the 3 points, which are of the conscious mind and its subconscious, must be remembered in their original logical order. Here we are speaking about Samyama, thought, meaning, and knowledge combined as one. I'll mention that again. It's very important. Thought, meaning, and knowledge combined as one. When combined as one, it lifts up the lid of the third eye. What is hidden behind the veil of ignorance is seen. Concentration is an art that, once attained, leads naturally into meditation, contemplation, and samadhi. The 3-point concentration spoken of in this aphorism releases the whole of the external from its internal counterpart of the yogi's awareness. A deep yoga law is discussed here. End of Cognizant Ability. And of course, in Yoga Sutras, Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, we have a few different verses on Samyama. Just going to read one of them. Through mastery of Samyama, there ensues the flashing forth of mystical insight. So same idea as Gurudeva. The word for mystical insight is prajna. Flashes of brilliance is aloka. So prajna is an important term in Patanjali. It appears a lot. Mystical insight. As Gurudeva would say, the superconscious working through the subconscious provides mystical insight. Then we have Feuerstein's definition of Samyama. The continuous practice of concentration, dharana, meditation, dhyana, and contemplation, samadhi, upon the same subject. This technique is the yogi's way of research, since it yields all kinds of suprasensuous knowledge, prajna. Nicely said. The yogi's way of research, meaning he's not going to the library. So, Saivasiddhanta, we have this idea in the Padas. This is the idea of the jnana sampada. So, jnana in charya, jnana in kriya, jnana in yoga, jnana in jnana. All are referring to this idea of prajna. The Dhamma lexicon gives the term anubhava unarchi, which has this meaning of superconscious insight. So Gurudeva gives this beautiful statement about the jnana stage of the four padas. The first sadhana, therefore, is to always hold the overview and cling in your memory to the intuitive flashes that come as a result of your practices. These intuitive flashes come from deep within and are the only thing that should be remembered. For this is your jnana, your insightfulness, your own wisdom breaking through. That's a really good one. Then three quotes from Yogaswami to end here. The book is within you. Turn over the leaves and study. It must come from within. Don't rely on book knowledge. Trust the self alone. Don't read books. It is in you. Have a wonderful day.